For me, it has not been enough to simply focus on God, praise Him, and so on. It's been helpful, yes, but not healing. I actually had to take a step back and look at myself first to understand what was going on at the heart level, so to speak, so that I could really formulate a plan of attack. I'd like to share some of the scriptures that God brought to my attention through this study and how this revelation was helpful in defeating depressive moods when they occurred. Proverbs 4:23 says, "Above all else, guard your heart, for it is the wellspring of life." We see here that the heart is a point of potential weakness. While our life in Christ flows from the heart, where there is life, there's also danger of death. So what God means for good, the enemy can use for evil. It is essential that we guard our hearts, take care of them, watch over them, protect them. When negative emotions attack, we must be on our guard. We must have our weapons at the ready. And our only weapon is the sword of the Spirit, the Word of God. So choose those scriptures that are powerful for your situation. Have them ready. Print them out. Hang them up. Memorize them. Sing them. Do whatever it takes to make that word immediately available to you when you need it. Psalm 139, 23 and 24 says, "Search me, O God, and know my heart. Test me, and know my anxious thoughts. See if there is any offensive way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting." This psalm was so comforting to me because it reminded me that God does know my heart. He knows that I'm struggling. He knows that I have the will to praise Him and serve Him, but that I'm weak. When there is an offensive way in me, He will lead me in the way everlasting. Now, sometimes it's necessary to encourage yourself as you come face to face with negative emotions. Don't let them rule over you. Instead, remember that God knows your heart, and He knows that you have the will to honor and serve Him. When your offending emotions and anxious thoughts conflict with your desire to walk in godliness, the Lord is willing to lead you in His paths.